I also happen to love the nuances, and maybe this is a small chunk comment, the nuances of the complex syntax. You taught us methods of adjusting our language when we ask those better questions that brought us out of the realm of affirmations, of saying things that our unconscious mind could argue with, but instead asking these open-ended questions that our brains couldn't answer quickly, but instead we were sending our unconscious minds off in these wonderful directions to constantly search for good answers. I thought that was amazing. Could you talk about any of those things, please?
Sure. The answer, the correct answer to that is yes, I can. Will I?
Of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. The principle is immersion. Now, and it goes, again, part of what the occupational hazard that I, or occupational hazard, but the occupation, part of the difficulty that I have is that I start things, like in this phone call, there are things that will be initiated that may be closed weeks or months or, you know, when you come to a training or something like that. The idea is immersion. And it's like diving into a pool. You can't immerse yourself in the water of a swimming pool by standing on the deck, dipping your toe in. You don't immerse yourself by standing on the diving board. You only immerse yourself when you jump in. And when you jump in, you have to suspend certain things. When you jump into a training, when you jump into a life experience, when you jump into anything, hopefully you start to suspend analysis and you start to just experience or imbibe what's going on. You can always come back and analyze at another time. That's fine. But we want you to be in it. And people come to trainings for a variety of reasons. They'll come to my training for a variety of reasons. Mind design, by the way, I've synthesized things. I've pulled from different areas. My background was in accelerated learning and psychology and communication and then NLP and then all these things. And so I synthesized, I pulled some things I developed, you know, and worked on. But again, it comes back to that basic premise of immerse yourself in the delights and the celebration of what life is all about. And I think you're right about the NLP trainers. I think you're right that a lot of people go, I want to be a trainer, but they don't really have any other career prior to that. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to take NLP back into my film business, which I've never really actually done. That was my whole goal. I was going to go, you know what, I'm going to take this stuff, I'm going to go back into Hollywood, and I'm going to teach just NLP and acting. Because when I was a young actor, one of my coaches knew everything about NLP in a limited sense, without NLP even existing at the time. She knew about, you know, she'd say when people were looking up, you know, she said, well, you're looking for your lines right there. And, you know, and so it was amazing. I mean, so I always wanted to take it back into acting. I'm applying it to the film career and the acting and stuff, but I haven't put it together that way because I've just been distracted. But anyway,